Come today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have the Blueprint Power Hour for you during the first hour. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Michael Zitzman to talk about a new meta-analysis that looks at testosterone supplementation and body composition changes. Very, very important discussion for the guys out there. So let's just go ahead and roll our music. Here we go. Oh, I've got the wrong mouse in my hand here. I'm sorry about that.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
You know, you have to remember that my studio is a one-man operation, and so the mailman just came in with a package that he had to deliver. And of course, I'm on the air while he's delivering it, so I'm kind of distracted there. I forgot what I was doing. Anyway, how you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good.
Goodies in the mail?
Always goodies. You know, books and stuff. People are sending me books constantly. If I had to read every book that somebody sends me, I would not be able to do anything else but read books.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, so what's going on with you? Anything new over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Yeah, we're going to have a big July 4th super sale, and that starts this Friday, July 1st, and it's good through Sunday the 10th. When you sign up for the bulletin, Blueprint Bulletin, at just 50 cents a day or less, you get the following for free. 3 best-of issues for 2013, 14, and 15, and the Blueprint Meteoric. And the training methods alone are going to make your head spin. And trust me on this, you will never be bored, that's for sure. You're also going to see your body changing before your eyes every week. So altogether, that's almost $150 in value-added material for free. So go to CoachRobRegish.com for more details. And, again, it starts this Friday.
And look, we didn't talk about this, but we talked about it off the air. And I got to do this. And I know that you're humble and you won't do this. But I'm not going to name names and say where the relationship came from. But there's a doctor in Florida that actually started using your products, right? Synthogen and Progenitrix, right?
Yes, he did.
Are you okay with me saying this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, because you know what? I know that you have a hard time plugging stuff sometimes. And we've talked about this before in the past. People don't realize that when Rob plugs stuff, it's like it's against the grain for him. But
I never even thought to mention.
Well, it's like, so this doctor who Rob knows started using which one?
Both.
Okay. And he sends you an email and he says, and this is a doctor. This is not somebody in physical culture. My hunger is ravenous, and my muscles feel pumped all the time. And he's actually thinking about bringing the products in for his older clients. What does that tell you about these two products?
Yeah, it's, you know, in his words, you definitely have something special here.
I mean, that's so flippin' cool. And not only that, but it's cool that doctors are starting to get the message, too. So, you know, muscle is metabolic currency. It's very, very important.
Yeah.
Anything else going on that we need to talk about before we move on with CoachRobRegish.com?
No, although Progenitrix is going, you'll find Progenitrix up right now on Amazon. We're still ironing out some of the shipping details, but rest assured, we have heard you. And what we have heard is you want that available in the United States, or at least to ship from the United States, so, or somewhere that's not the UK. So we're working hard on bringing that to you.
First question comes from Gerard Federico. He says, hey, Coach, is 15 milligrams of ephedrine, UK import, the optimal dosage, or is it starting point and work up to 30 milligram dose? I've been using 50 milligrams, splitting a 30 milligram in half and taking 15 milligrams twice a day, once 15 milligrams in the morning and once 15 milligrams in the afternoon. What's your opinion, and what else should I know about ephedrine?
Well, you know, if you study the literature, the upper limit of safe and effective use for ephedrine is 90 milligrams a day. Now, bear in mind, it's best combined with a 10-to-1 ratio of caffeine. But in that case, you know, 90 milligrams of ephedrine a day, you'd wind up with a honking 900-milligram caffeine dose. And in most cases, that's just too much. Or the user, you know, would have to build up to that gradually. Caffeine poisoning is a real concern, so be on the lookout for it. Before we even get there, though, I think it's helpful to define your purpose, you know, meaning are you using it for fat loss, as a pre-workout strength booster, or something else? Most trainees erroneously decide they need to lose fat. They begin dosing EC, and 6 weeks later, they can't figure out why they haven't lost any. You know, unless you're in a caloric deficit or creating one with a lot of energy system work, you're not going to lose fat. And that's due to the fact that, yeah, ephedrine and caffeine will mobilize fatty acids, but they're just going to wind up redepositing themselves, you know, if one of those two conditions aren't met. You'll get the energy rush, but nothing much else to show for it. As time has gone on, I have tempered caffeine doses in favor of other ingredients that we know are synergistic. E.g., CG, cimetidine, and forskolin are favorites. One particular good stack is EC plus EGCG plus sesamin. You know, it's outside the context of this discussion, but sesamin is a terrific fat loss agent. It's a non-stimulant, and it offers tremendous protection to internal organs and your blood lipids, too. As for a pre-workout, ephedrine is a great one, still cost-effective versus a lot of the dedicated pre-workout formulas that I've seen. They're still largely dressed up caffeine. Because it can excite the central nervous system, however, you need to be careful, meaning don't overdo it. You know, take so much that it overexcites you, given that that can and will work against you. So in that respect, adding phenylalanine and or L-tyrosine will help ramp up your strength. I'm working on bringing a novel, truly novel pre-workout to the forefront myself, but it's been slow going.
Everything is slower than you want it to go.
Well, you know, it's...
When you're trying to do it right. I know, I'm being sincere. John McNabb says, I understand you had blood work done recently. Care to share your results? What kind of diet were you on? What supplements were you taking, etc.? I think it would be interesting, if nothing else, to know what sups did what to your body.
Yeah, you know, on one level, he's correct. And the results in my case might surprise you. I need to point this out, though. All right? It's a study of one. So what I tolerate, you might not. And I use this example often, but it bears repeating. I can eat mixed nuts until the cows come home. A handful, not even, of those same mixed nuts, though, was enough to send one of my best friends to the ER. He almost died. He had an allergic reaction, and his air passages closed up. So let's start with the typical stuff. My total cholesterol was 202, which is a shade higher than what they consider ideal. However, my HDLs, or good cholesterol, was 76. Anything over 40 is good. LDL was just a point or two out of range, but triglycerides were very low. As a result, my cholesterol to HDL ratio was just 2.7. Anything under 5. Is considered good. Now, one area where I scored a bit too high was homocysteine. I was a couple points out of the high end of the range. Now, that's something I'm going to remedy or attempt to by ratcheting up my B-complex intake. Overall, the doctor was really, really happy with my blood work, but in particular, my coronary risk panel. As an aside, I don't think cholesterol is the problem. I think oxidized cholesterol is the problem. So more on that at a later date. General chemistry panels were pristine, in his words. Fasting glucose was 79, range 65 to 100. Although, you know, mine was well under 100, I suspect it was elevated a little bit by a dose of ephedrine caffeine that I took about 90 minutes beforehand. But, you know, no way to know for sure. Liver and kidney function were excellent. Endocrine panels were either normal or high normal. And vitamin D, 25 hydroxy, greater than 30 was cited as desirable. I clocked in at 51.
That's now, awesome.
Yeah, let me get down to what I was eating and what I was taking. I was on Dr. DePasquale's reference diet, okay, high-fat diet. When I say high-fat, I mean eggs fried in butter, big blocks of cheese, et cetera. Supplements, everyday staples, ephedrine, caffeine, EGCG, Tranquilogen, Synthogen, Progenadrex, the Tranquilogen in particular, curcumin, rhodiola, and astaxanthin, loaded with antioxidants. Cesis, Quadrangularis, and Primal D. Still had some Primal D.
That's awesome.
Occasional use. Mod GRF 129 plus Ipamorelin, GHRP. BPC 157 for injuries. Kratom, Fenibut, Buckminster Fullerene, and, of course, Thrive every training day. That goes down the hatch. So what does it all mean? To me, it means high cholesterol diets don't equal heart disease. Far from it. It also means ephedrine is a boon to HDL levels, something I've noted in the past. Now, sure, most of your HDL is cardio and diet, neat and clean, but I consistently score higher and a lot higher with ephedrine. It also means you can eat some junk here and there. You know, early on in the weekends, if I'm craving ice cream, I eat ice cream. Same for donuts. Mm-hmm. You know, at most times, if not a few donuts either. So just get them down, get the craving out of your system, and then it's back on the diet Monday. The fact my products were healthy didn't surprise me. I feel especially good about TQ, as I mentioned before. For those of you using Fenibut or Kratom and you're concerned about a false positive on a drug screen, don't be. Took both of them the day before the test and more Kratom the day of. Negative on all of them. And for what it's worth, that was mile-high stuff. So there it is. In their words, it was pristine blood work on a high cholesterol diet with, what, a dozen or two supplements sprinkled in for good measure.
Yeah.
It's proof positive that performance enhancement and health can go hand in hand.
The one thing that you said you were kind of low on, I'm trying to think, I'm going back to the very beginning of what you started talking about when you first started talking about your blood work.
Low, I don't know about low. I was a point or two higher than the high range on LDL and homocysteine.
Yeah. Oh, so let's talk about homocysteine for a second. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Do you take creatine?
Yes.
What kind of creatine do you take?
Micronized monohydrate.
What, 5 grams a day?
You know, interestingly enough, I don't take it every day. I only take it on weekends and I boatload it.
So up your creatine with greater regularity and watch your homocysteine levels plummet.
Really?
Homocysteine is produced when the body produces creatine. So, you know, our bodies produce creatine. It's called the creatine kinase cycle, right? So your body produces its own creatine.
Yeah.
There was a study done about 6 years ago that the results supported the idea that the reason men have higher heart attack rates than women is because we produce a lot more creatine than women, and we produce a lot more homocysteine as a byproduct of the creatine biosynthesis process. So if you supplement with creatine every day, 5 grams, nothing big, just 5 grams every day, your homocysteine levels will bottom out completely, be non-existent. My homocysteine levels are never, ever, I mean, they're negligible, but I take creatine every single day, and I have for decades now.
Yeah, I remember that study now that you were saying, but thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I mean, B vitamins are good. Don't get me wrong. B vitamins are good, right? But but if you want to take homocysteine and pound it into non-existence, just take 5 grams of creatine a day. Give your body about a month and watch what happens. Your homocysteine levels will disappear. Your doctor will go, What are you taking? I want to turn it into a pharmaceutical drug and sell it. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Wayne Ferris. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. A couple things I want to mention. Number one, Alex Leaf will be posting a blog today at superhumanradio.com. It'll also be at the thriveprotein.com website, because recent research shows that the lactobacillus probiotic may actually protect against breast cancer. And guess where you find lots of lactobacillus? You find it in breast milk, and you find it in Thrive. So it's an important important discussion, especially for women. So, and also, Rob, do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No, I can't say that I do.
Does Jen watch it?
I think she has, yeah. Why?
So PETA Murgatroyd, who is the champion, the winner this year of this 2016 Dancing with the Stars season, just endorsed Thrive Protein.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a big, big, big plus for us. And we have other celebrities, we can't talk about it yet, that have tried it, and they are raving about it. They're paying for it. They're not getting anything for free. They're buying it, and they're raving about it. So more, we'll release more as it goes. Yeah,
I'm not a celebrity, but I buy mine. That's
I know, true. And you gave up dairy protein. You gave it up because it made your nose stuffed up.
Yeah, allergic. Thrive doesn't do that.
See, so it's not you. It was your protein powder. There you go. All right. Wayne Ferris says, you mentioned as you get older, you need to devote more days to recovery, restoration and such. You also mentioned taking over-the-counter products to support health, particularly if you're using drugs. Can you elaborate more on that?
Well, for everyone under 40, the rumors are true. Around 40, things start going. At the very least, you're more susceptible to injury. Now, this is embarrassing, but about a year ago, I pulled my groin by sneezing while tying my sneakers.
Yeah, I believe it. I've heard people bent over doing something and sneezing and rupturing a disc in their lower back. So
I'm going to tell you what I would have done differently, you know, if I was 20 again. Maybe this will help you. First things first, I would have found the minimal dose of effective exercise that stimulated muscle growth. You don't realize it, but the cumulative trauma of hundreds of thousands of pounds on your joints, tendons, and ligaments over decades takes its toll. That's true even if you don't incur an acute injury. So seek a minimalist routine. If nothing else, you'll be less likely to overtrain, and you'll probably grow faster. Second, I've done a lot more loaded stretching and foam rolling. Stretching without weights before exercise is bad news. Stretching with weights is preferred, in my opinion. In fact, I think there are studies to back that up now. I've also enlisted the help of a good chiropractor early, along with more liberal use of DMSO as a preventative prior to training. More importantly, I would have made sure to perform one active recovery day for every training day. I performed 100% training days and no active recovery days. So here's what I would have done different. I would have dragged or pushed a sled. I would have wielded a sledgehammer a lot more often, or even just riding a bike. Something to get blood into the muscle without damaging it. I would have also taken up body weight training earlier, a lot earlier. Not only would I have incurred less injuries, it would have kept my gains honest. You know, if you gain 20 pounds, do a few sets of chin-ups. You're going to find out right quick how many of those were fat and how many were muscle. And finally, I would have used more antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and general health supplements versus performance ones. If you don't want to spend a bundle and just want one, take curcumin. You know, in the prior question, it's worth noting that five of the six supplements that I take daily now are geared toward overall health. And in my youth, all six would have been performance enhancers. You know, so let's get this straight. Supplements that support cardiovascular, joint, or cerebral health are performance-enhancing supplements. And if you don't believe that, try training injured or sick all the time. Ain't happening. So heed that advice, Wayne. It'll serve you well.
Yeah, and something that you said is true. There's a lot of young guys who would benefit from, you know, when you, it's not just about recovery, but it's about the nervous system. And there's a lot of young people that would actually benefit from a couple days off more often. They would see more growth. That's the bottom line. Panos Antonaco says, I read where Synthogen X2 is out already, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm in Greece, so ordering from the States isn't exactly practical. If I order from Predator, will I get the new X2 other than more Ecti? Any other changes?
Yeah, here's another genius marketing. I never announced X2. All right, some good questions, Panos. So let me take them one by one. As of right now, Mass's entire stock is the new X2. They completely sold out of the original and had none for a few weeks, but just took delivery of a huge, huge shipment. As for Predator, they have X2 on the way. I'm guessing they're going to sell off whatever stock of the original remains, but it's best to email them to know, right, which one you're getting. Simply put, X2 is the most potent lab run of Synthogen ever produced, and that's saying something. X2 is the exact original formula, but it now has double the amount of authentic full-spectrum Reponticum carthamoids extract. We take performance enhancement seriously, and the product has carved out a stellar reputation for itself. But recently, we've seen some pretty poor imitations and fake sound-alikes. So it was decided to further distance the real McCoy from any pretenders, literally by doubling down. Now, some have asked, right, how we weren't forced to raise the price, and it's a good question because the next batch will likely cost more. What happened was this. You know, we knew we had on hand a large amount of that Marquis Reponticum, which was purchased in late 2015. And once we realized that, technically, it had already been closed out on the expense ledger for the prior year. And bumping it up would allow us to cement Synthogen standing as the extreme results formula that it is. And we did as large a run as possible, but it won't last forever the way it's moving. So there you have it, Panos. It's been 4 years since Synthogen debuted, and this upgrade will help keep you one step, probably two, ahead of everything else out there.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Wayne Enos. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SA. HR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
At the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about super physiological doses of testosterone. How exciting!
Oh, I'm in for that one.
Oh, you know, I don't want to give away all the details, but this was a meta-analysis of a really large group of very, very good research. Some of them by Dr. Bashin, which he has done several studies using doses upwards of 600 milligrams a week. And we're going to talk about its effect on body composition and also the risks versus the rewards. I mean, so it should be a very, very interesting discussion with some real meaning for this audience. Okay. Wayne Eno says, I want to challenge you on something, ectosterone. I've heard all about low-quality extracts, not using it correctly, etc., but I find your arguments unconvincing. I don't think it works. To make matters worse, the stuff isn't cheap, and it's not like people are putting 10 or more pounds of muscle on with it. Why do you keep recommending it?
It's a fair question. So let me give you my reasoning on the matter. You know, ECTI is a controversial ingredient, no question about it. I could have picked something more accepted, easier, like beta-alanine or creatine, right?
Right.
So why pick ECTI? Because anyone can make a safe recommendation. And beyond that, when you're doing this without steroids, you need to take every advantage you can get. And I feel strongly ECTI is one of those compounds. Let me tell you why other people might not share that view. First, early advertising compared ECTI to steroids. Like virtually every other supplement on the shelf, they don't work as well as steroids. Related to that point, people say ECTI couldn't possibly work because it doesn't bind to the steroid receptor. No binding, no message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery, case closed. Right? Not so fast. We have become so enamored with how steroids work, we dismiss the fact that there are other biochemical pathways to grow new muscle. Now, does creatine work by binding to the steroid receptor? No. Same is true for leucine, beta-alanine, arachidonic acid, and phosphatidic acid. Next, we have not invented here syndrome, meaning because the original studies were done in Russian, Japanese, and other journals, not done here, we arrogantly dismiss them. One of the first studies done in this country was at Baylor in Texas, using a very low-dosed ECDI product, ridiculously low, from a god-awful source genus, Cyanotis vaga. Predictably, it showed zilch in the muscle growth strength categories. Guess what? The same would have been found if you gave men 50 milligrams of test sip a week. Not much. As for people not putting 10-plus pounds of muscle on or more with it, the same can be said of creatine, for most people anyway. So we get these lousy reviews because everybody's expecting steroids. Lucky for me, things are turning around for ECDI, both in the scientific journals and in the gym. In 2009, when I wrote the blueprint, I speculated it worked through the PI3K-AKT pathway. Several years later, research at Rutgers confirmed that. Now, just recently, Adele Lusa over at Subversity posted another study, this one done in Germany, showing ECDI has quite favorable effects versus certain popular anabolics, things like Dianabol. My two flagship products are built around ECDI and a saplogenin analog, Laxogenin. Those are being used successfully by thousands of people. Now, I have a nearly 25-year history with the compound. I've used it orally, sublingually, intranasally, not recommended, by the way, transdermally, and yes, I've injected it. It works. Maybe not to the extent you want it to, but it works. In fact, I will double down on that by stating the following. Ecdysterone will ultimately be proven to be as beneficial to humans as fish oil. Now, it won't be in my lifetime, but mark my words, every bit as good as fish oil. We'll see.
There's a lot of controversy around fish oil, too. And that's another thing that some people say doesn't work. There are people out there who take fish oil, and it actually makes them sick. Not everything works for everybody. You know, it's just the way it is. There's always non-responders. But the other thing is, you cannot discount the quality of a product when weighing that product's value and efficacy. You can't, because there's way too much crap out there that isn't what it's supposed to be. I mean, look at protein powder. Every single couple months, you know, doesn't meet label claims. It's a commodity item like protein powder that's fairly easy to source. If you wanted to make a protein powder tomorrow morning, you could be up and running in a couple months and selling product. You know, it's not sophisticated. It's not unique. It's not hard to find. And even that fails to meet label claims. So what happens when somebody is producing a product with something that's hard to find?
Yeah.
The chances of getting bunk stuff is even higher.
Yeah. And you know what? On the label, it's going to read Ecdysterone 500 milligrams, whether that's from Cyanotis vaga, and you don't disclose that, or Reponticum carthamoides, it's going to read Ecdysterone, probably, you know, 20-hydroxy, 300, 500 milligrams, whatever. And one of them is a third the cost of the other.
And you know what? You go into a restaurant and you order fish. One restaurant brings you a beautiful piece of cod. The other one brings you goldfish. They're both fish.
That's true.
Dave Hebner says, what's this orotic acid stuff in Synthogen? How important is it in the grand scheme of things?
You know, around 2005, orotic acid debuted amidst pro-hormone hysteria. So predictably, at the time, it got overlooked due to things like methyl-1 testosterone. Like ECDI, several studies were done on orotic acid in the former Soviet Union by Mirsin et al. In the 1960s, showing ergogenic effects in relation to exercise. Now, other trials provided evidence of attributes on in animal models. including accelerated muscle growth. And, of course, the classic swim till you drop test for those rats. Huge increase there. You can think of it, OA, as a non-hormonal anabolic agent. It's naturally present in the body, and it has a general stimulating effect on the metabolism. In particular, it stimulates the synthesis of nucleic acid involved in protein synthesis, mm-hmm. and it greatly enhances repair and regeneration process in many tissues. If I had to pick one ingredient, you know, that ties Synthogen all together amongst all of the other 15, it'd be OA. The reason being, it's involved in everything from protein synthesis machinery to improves glucose disposal and regenerating ATP. And it does that in no less than three different ways. And here's its advantage over other SUPs in that regard, including creatine. It does so under very low oxygen conditions, read weight training. So why don't we see it for sale in a lot of other products? In a word, cost. The stuff ain't cheap. You know, Google it. You know, go over to Alibaba, see how much they want. it would require companies that, and it would require companies to re-educate the consumer as to what it does, how it works, and what to look for. It's really a shame, because its benefits are so broad-ranging. It literally does in one shot what creatine and beta-alanine both do, generating more muscle ATP and carnosine. It just does so without creatine's water weight, which may or may not be of interest to the consumer. It will always figure prominently in my marquee formula.
I have a request for a future question to be answered. I'm going to send you... Hey, Coach Rob, this is Carl Lenore. Love the show. Never miss one. I've actually heard every single show you've done on Superhuman Radio. What's the deal with pangamic acid, vitamin B15, angamic acid, Laetril? It comes from apricot pits.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the Mets used to use it for recovery and muscle synthesis, protein synthesis. Is this stuff legit? Thanks for answering my question on Supreme Radio, Carl Lenore.
There's a story there, so we'll...
Yeah, now let's do it, because I remember taking pangamic acid, and you can still get it. There are people who say you can't get it anymore. You can absolutely still get it under the name vitamin B15 or vitamin B16.
Yeah, so. Cool. We'll do that next
okay.
week.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Now, the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Thoughts on you, steroids, and the public. How appropriate with the second hour show?
Yeah. You know, I am not a social creature by nature. Meaning, I don't seek out large crowds or go to many parties. You know, family gatherings are way down on my list of favorite things to do. And I've always been like this. It's just who I am. I have no phobias, per se, and do just fine conversing with people. But I deplore know-it-alls, the sky is falling people, busybodies who want to know everything about you, and the judgmental type. It is that last category that either irks or amuses me, depending upon my mood. They likely judge you, too. Upon seeing someone carrying any respectable amount of muscle, the silent judgment is usually cast. He's on steroids. You know, they may even put that forth to their family and friends, maybe even you. And that maxim is repeated as often as necessary because it rescues the accuser from one unthinkable thought. He works harder than me. You know, there will be no consideration given to the years, sometimes decades, that you've put in. No thought as to maybe, just maybe, he knows a thing or two that I don't. Nope. It's steroids that are responsible, and that's that. Case closed. I have two ways of dealing with this nonsense, especially when given the opportunity. So when you're asked, or when I'm asked, are you on steroids, I have a few stock responses. One, I sure am. Love them. On lots of them. That's what you needed to hear, right? Or I say, thanks for the compliment. You obviously think my muscle growth is pretty impressive, you know, and then let them do the math on what that really means. It's fun to watch the gears turn. if they're willing to go further, I usually encourage them to shoot as many steroids as they can get their hands on. You know, really load up to see what all the hype is about. And then get back to me about how steroids and only steroids equal muscle. Of course, no amount of explaining will convince these people that you're not on steroids. Because that thought, and this is important, this is the concept that I want you to take away, that thought protects their ego, and it's designed to invalidate all of your hard work. It, you know, if in fact you're not on them, do take it as a huge, huge compliment. Now, there's a third response, and I reserve this for special occasions. usually when the "are you on steroids" question comes up. So I answer, well, I was on the juice, but tapering off now because of the side effects. Now, this is important. You want to let them run with that because it fits their narrative perfectly. Right? This is exactly what they want to hear, the side effects, the horrific side effects. Right? Once you get what you're looking for, and they say, what side effects? Practice this one over and over with a straight face. See, roid rage. I was at a party last month when someone accused me of being on steroids, so I crushed his trachea. That usually ends the discussion pretty quickly, and it'll get your point across nicely. But I know that the people listening that are muscular come up against this all the damn time and see it for what it is. It's a protective mechanism, and it's an out for the individual that didn't put the hard work in that you did, that didn't knuckle down at the dining table like you did. You know, that didn't live a disciplined life of bleeding, sweating, and sacrificing to get where they are. Steroids or not.
You know, want to hear something funny? And women are susceptible to this type of treatment as well. There's a young lady who lives here in Louisville, Kentucky, named Autumn Cleveland, and she has worked hard for I don't know how many years now. Five. And she has done some amazing things recently, and some guy came out and accused her of using drugs. Now, she doesn't even look like she uses drugs. It's not even like you look at her and go, oh, yeah, you know, she's like a bikini competitor. But
yeah.
When people see the results you get from dedication, discipline, and hard work, that is in their face that you could do this too. They must discount your success in
yeah.
order to justify their laziness, their slothfulness. They have to crush you. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. Oh, I could have been a pro baseball player if it wasn't for steroids. No, you probably sucked as an athlete, and it's not steroids that make baseball players good. Hand-eye coordination, lots of practice, strength, stamina, speed. I mean, it's a host of things that have nothing to do with drugs, Joe. Nothing.
Yeah.
So don't if somebody asks you, like you said, it's a compliment, you know?
It's a huge compliment. And relative to your point, steroids don't make great athletes, in particular baseball players.
Yeah.
I could go to any hardcore gym in this country, find half a dozen steroid users, and not one of them can hit major league pitching.
Right, right.
So, you know, what does that tell you?
It's shame, you know what? Shame on people who go there. Shame on them.
Because
what you're really saying is I am a ne'er-do-well. I do not want to work hard. I don't have the dedication and the drive. I don't have the discipline. And so I'm going to blame it on something like drugs.
Like I said, it rescues them from that unthinkable thought, this guy works harder than I do.
Yeah, and that's actually the truth.
And believe it or not, sometimes I confront them with that. I said, you know, the whole reason you're going there is because it rescues you from this unthinkable thought. And you should see the facial reactions that I get. Very rarely will they say anything after that. But suffice it to say, there's nothing you can say to convince these people. You have something that they want that they were not willing to work for. You did, and they will never acknowledge that.
I didn't mention this before, but it dawned on me. And it's something I've thought about in the past. So when I had to go for my surgery, I told you I had to get a cardiac clearance, and I have a mild AFib, and it actually goes away from time to time. And so when the female nurse, the female, she was the physician's assistant, was trying to convince me that I need to start taking Coumadin. And she's going on and on about why I should be taking Coumadin. And so she's asking me all these things, and she asks, you know, she's doing an intake, you know, do you have surgeries, this, that, how do you sleep, do you snore, blah, blah, blah. And so she says to me, do you use steroids? No, she just said the words, she goes, steroids? And this is the idiot that I am. I'm thinking she's thinking like, you know, hydrocortisone, you know, and I'm like, well, no. She goes, so you don't use any steroids? I says, well, I have a prescription for testosterone. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I'm so tired of clinical practitioners acting like a prescription for testosterone is somehow borderline breaking the law.
They don't read their own medical journals, which found 600 milligrams a week of test over 12 weeks built more muscle than sedentary guys than ones hitting the gym. But here's the important thing: no obvious side effects.
Yeah,
no.
I know that was Basheen. We're going to talk about that study in the next segment because the doctor that I have on, that was one of the studies that I believe that was in his pool of for the meta-analysis. We're going to talk about the Basheen study.
I'm hitting play as soon as I hang up.
I mean, we have to stop this nonsense. You know, the funny thing is, we heard about, testosterone causes heart attacks because of two really poorly designed studies. I mean, horribly designed studies with men who have had angioplasties. They already have heart problems, right? But no one talked about two or three studies that have come out since those that show testosterone improves heart function. Testosterone improves warding off heart failure. I mean, no one comes out and says that. It's always one side. It's always bash testosterone. It's never, well, let's be fair and balanced. Let's talk about everything that's good and everything that's bad. Never, ever, ever.
No, it doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah. All right, Rob. So you're going to listen, right?
Yes, sir.
Message me questions on Skype if you have any questions, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about testosterone and body composition. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Anticipated, this next interview is, I'm being joined by Dr. Michael Zitzman. How you doing, Dr. Zitzman?
I'm fine. Hello.
Hello. And you are both an andrologist, an endocrinologist, and diabetologist.
That's right. I'm doing research on hormones since almost 20 years now. I'm based here in Germany. So what we do is take care of men who do not have functioning or some kind of disorders in their hormone balance. That could be diabetic men. That could also be men who have a lack of testosterone or who are overweight. And often, very often, this goes along with each other and is reinforcing. All components are reinforcing themselves into a vicious circle.
Okay. So let's do this. This was a meta-analysis that you did. What questions needed to be answered? Why did you have to do this study? What questions were you looking to answer?
Well, it is always difficult to get a huge number of patients, or some people say subjects, but I prefer to say patients, into such a trial and to see what happens if you treat someone, because usually people who are being treated by testosterone really need the substance, and you cannot do placebo-controlled trials for a very long time. So that would mean you would leave half of the people without the real drug and keep them hypogonadal, which is a state basically where you're depressed, you're not only lacking libido, but vigor overall. You're accumulating fat and not gaining muscle. You're losing bone mass and are getting anemia. And also it gets you into a state of insulin resistance. That means it makes diabetes worse or leads you into diabetes. So this is why studies, which scientists obviously love to have placebo control, can often not be placebo controlled, especially when they're a long time. So in this research, we looked into trials where men have been treated for a long time with testosterone and what happened to them. Basically, what led us to this research was, of course, a meta-analysis, that means looking into various different trials where placebo was applied to these men. So placebo versus testosterone, and we saw that there was an effect. There was a little effect because these trials are short. They're maybe half a year, and you can imagine that body composition will not change fundamentally even if you do a lot of sports and take testosterone when it's missing. But there was an effect. So what we did then was thinking that there are a lot of trials where people are being treated and it is recorded in a kind of registry for several years. So all these data were put together to get data from several hundred people and see what has happened to them all over the world when they were obese and hypogonadal. Hypogonadal means they're lacking testosterone, having symptoms like loss of libido and being depressed and having diabetes.
How many subjects did you accumulate in all of these different studies that reached the meta-analysis?
Overall, in the two meta-analysis, it's more than 1,000 people.
Wow. Okay.
So that's basically, to do a meta-analysis, it is necessary. And, of course, a meta-analysis, to shortly explain what that is, you have a scientific trial and you have a trial plan and you look what happens according to the plan to all these people. But a meta-analysis means you have different trials with different designs. So it's a little bit like comparing apples to oranges. And you can, of course, do mathematical models to account for that and see what is similar in all these trials. So what we did is take the essentials out of each trial. So that means obese people being treated with this testosterone only or that testosterone and take that as a variable, for example. And then you could see if when we analyzed all these data, we could see that there was a tremendous and sustained effect of people losing weight, like in the placebo-controlled trials, but sustainably. So they were keep on losing weight if they were still overweight, but or if they became normal weight, they kept their weight. And in addition, of course, some trials, for example, looked at body composition. I think this is really more important even than weight. If you look, for example, in normal diet, people will lose weight, but a third of the weight that they lose is muscle.
Uh-huh.
It's even if you have bariatric surgery, for example, then this, a third of all the weight that you lose is muscle, and that's not favorable. That makes the metabolic condition where people are in not really well. So basically, the diabetes might stay. What we saw in those people who were lacking testosterone were being substituted was that they were losing weight, but mainly maintaining their muscle mass. And this is really the main thing, because you can improve insulin sensitivity and improve the diabetes. Some people, according to all the rules that you have to define diabetes, even can go off their medication after that.
So when we talk about testosterone, do you correct for or adjust for different types of preparations? Because we know that from previous studies we talked about on this show, that some of the lipolytic effects of testosterone are abolished when men are using very strong, very effective aromatase inhibitors like anastrozole and stuff like that. So we know that estradiol has a lipolytic effect, and we also know that different esters convert to different ratios of estradiol. Like, for instance, the slower esters, the undecanoate and the enthanate, they tend to produce more.
Yeah.
And then the cypionate and the propionate, they produce less. Do we know if the lipolytic effects of testosterone are intrinsic to testosterone, or is it only when it converts to estradiol?
That's a very good question, because in that study, of course, we did not look into people who were taking an aromatase inhibitor, like an estradiol, for example, simultaneously, but only a normal testosterone preparation, which could be, of course, the gel, which is not an ester, or you could also use injections. Like the undecanoid, which is now new in the U.S., but you also have the older esters like cypionate or enanthate. They will all lead to aromatization. And I think what the research has shown is that estradiol is really necessary for men to first maintain bone density, and then there is this effect on fat mass. So that's a bit controversial. You know that Joel Finkelstein did this study that he showed that estradiol is necessary to lose body fat. And if you use an aromatase inhibitor, then testosterone does not really work that well in losing especially visceral fat.
Right.
But you remember that study probably.
Yeah,
and but there are also other trials that show differently. Yet you can even try to treat obesity without testosterone, just by giving an aromatase inhibitor. That will decrease the feedback to the central system, like the pituitary gland, and then you will have an increase in the gonadotropins, like LH and FSH. Increase testosterone levels, but not estradiol. And thus, by treating men orally with an aromatase inhibitor, also seems to have an effect on body fat content, and a good effect. So the last word concerning estradiol and body fat is not yet spoken.
Right.
So
what about
But in this trial, it was not the question.
Dr. Zitzman, what about oral preparations of testosterone? I know that these are popular, and it's hard to tease out the effects, the biological effects, actually the negative biological effects, I would say, of some of these alkylated and methylated preparations that are designed to resist first-pass liver degradation, and what role they play in any effects at all, beneficial or unwanted effects of testosterone. Were you able to see anything different between the injectables and the orals?
In this trial, the oral medications were not assessed, because real trials concerning these substances, which are actually not allowed to be used in Europe, they are very rare. Data are rare. So I know that they should work. It's used as a doping substance, but it is not used as a regular medication for men who lack testosterone. So you always have the problem that the liver might be affected by the oral 17-methylated or acylated testosterones, and we're not very sure what really happens to aromatization. That means estradiol-like substances that come from these testosterones, or we do not know what happens if they are 5-alpha reduced. That means they are transformed like a normal testosterone into something like dihydrotestosterone, which is an even stronger androgen.
Right.
So, experience with these oral preparations is rather limited. They should work in terms of testosterone preparation, but we are not sure about half-life. We know that there are potentially liver toxic.
Yeah, and that's part of the real problem. The hepatic stress is dangerous. But also, as you point out, you know, methyl testosterone used to be a big fan favorite for doctors here in the United States to prescribe to help with cachexia or even appetite. And we know that the methyl testosterone converts to methyl estrogens that don't act like other estrogens in the body and are,
no,
you know, are, could be harmful in and of themselves. So,
yeah, we do not know what they do, really.
Yeah.
We do not know if they are able to build up bone mass, which would be favorable, but it could also be that they are promoting thrombosis, which is
blood clotting.
Thought to happen in some cases.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they increase D-dimer, they increase hematocrit, they increase blood thickening, blood viscosity, and these are very, very dangerous. All right, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the effective ranges, the doses that you observed in these meta-analysis, because I want to talk about both normal ranges and superphysiological ranges. We're talking right now with Dr. Michael Zithman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Zitzman. Actually, in one of my favorite cities, Munster, Germany. We have a good friend of the show, Adel Musa, that lives in Munster, Germany, is on the show quite often, quite frankly. So he's a great guy. And so let's talk about the dosing that you saw, the ranges of doses that you saw in these studies. Where did they go from, and how high did they go?
Basically, the dose that you should aim at is, of course, a little bit depending on the preparation that you take. If it's, for example, a gel, you will have doses that range in the low normal range. That means if we are speaking about levels around the 400 to 800. With injectables, you can easily reach levels which are higher, like, for example, up to 600 or more than 1,000. And that, of course, depends also on the dose and the intervals that you inject. And, of course, for the gels, there is a lot of variation between humans and also, of course, depending on the dose. What we see from all the trials is that, of course, there is a dose-dependent effect on body composition. It's not a linear effect. So that means if you're taking the double dose, you're losing the double amount of fat. So basically it's log linear. That means you have to take a lot more to have the double effect. And at some end, of course, you have the androgen receptors being all saturated. And that means you cannot reach more effect even if you increase the dose more and more and more. But that's different for every tissue, for example, and also for behavior. So, for example, for things like psychological effects, like libido, for example, or vigor, you will soon reach a threshold where it doesn't become any more when you increase the dose. But, for example, something else, like red blood count, you can increase the dose and you will see an increase that's really dose dependent. And also, of course, for muscles, then you have more muscle growth if you increase the testosterone dose. The only thing that's the problem here is that you have aromatization to estradiol. And in some cases, you know, you can develop things that you do not want, like, for example, gynecomastia.
Right.
Or you have a negative effect on blood viscosity, which is more estrogen-dependent. If you...
Wait. Did you say it's more estrone-dependent or estrogen-dependent?
Estrogen.
Okay.
Yeah, we do not know a lot about estrone and estradiol. It's more the E2, the estradiol.
Right.
That's the main aromatization product. The estrone is not so strong, and knowledge about that is actually limited.
What about was any of Dr. Bashin, Bashin, was any of his work included in studies that you used for the meta-analysis?
We try to use, of course, Shelley Benson. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And also Chef Bazaria is. What they did in their trials is that they looked at the effects on body composition in older men. They have been doing that for many
yes.
years.
Also yes.
younger men and in different the T trials which have just been concluded, and we are just waiting for the data on body composition. Just right now, the effects on physical abilities, on psychological parameters, have been published. So, yes, of course, we include those data.
Well, the reason I asked you that is because he did some really good studies probably 7-8 years ago, maybe longer, where they were using what is considered superphysiological doses, 600 milligrams a week for 6 months. And they saw
yeah.
a more pronounced benefit.
These studies are rather famous, yeah.
Yeah, but they did not see the purported negative effects that they expected to see at those doses. Now, obviously, 6 months is not a long time. Any thoughts on what the effective upper limits are, is say, with a testosterone cypionate? Is 600 milligrams a week reckless?
What they did is the normal dose. Let's put it this way. The normal dose for cypionate would be around 120 milligrams per week. And they made men hypogonadal artificially.
Yes.
And then they gave them 25, 50, 125, which would be the normal. They offer 300 and up to, as you said, 600 milligrams per week, which would be four times the normal dose. And you, of course, see a huge increase in testosterone levels, which is a parameter of the higher dose, and they didn't see any negative effect. They saw a dose-dependent effect in muscle growth. So that's something really important. That was something that they saw in younger men. What they saw in... They did this whole trial again in older people, and that was more difficult because the older people, that was men who were older than 60, and those people, they saw that, for example, the amount of red blood cells was increasing much further than in the younger guys. So there was, at the same high dose, a very different effect.
Well, didn't but Dr. Zitzman, didn't they also note in one of those studies that older men, I don't know if it's receptors in the liver, but older men seem to conserve more of the testosterone. They gave young men and old men the same dose, whatever it was. They saw a much higher elevation in total and free testosterone in the older men, and they surmised that it wasn't being flushed out as rapidly as in the young men.
Yeah, that's one of the theories that they had, that older men maintain more of the testosterone than the younger guys.
Just 1 second. I just want to throw one other thing in here. I'm sorry to step on you, but that would make perfect sense from an aging and evolutionary perspective, that as we start to make less and less testosterone as we get older, the body becomes more conservative about recirculating it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would make sense, but I'm not one of those people who believe that with advancing age that you have less testosterone. If you look at some trials and which are very big, you see that if people with advancing age maintain health and maintain their body weight, so that means if they are lucky not to get a chronic disease, and
right.
if they are disciplined enough not to gain weight, they're keeping their testosterone levels of the young age. It's of course a function or a matter of aging in men that they lose testosterone, but it's not age itself. It's like more the likelihood that you gain a disease or gain weight with
uh-huh.
advancing age, and that contributes to lower testosterone levels. So that is something that has been recently nicely shown by the European male aging studies, that it is basically a function of disease or of body fat, especially visceral body fat.
Right.
If you lose testosterone, if you can reverse that even. They have shown that if you are able to lose the weight, you can get out of the testosterone deficiency state. As an older man.
Isn't that because of the fact that the aromatase enzyme resides in fat cells? So if you have more fat, you're going to siphon off more testosterone into estradiol, and the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis depends on estradiol as the negative feedback messenger. It says, oh, estradiol's high, we need to suppress testosterone production. Isn't that the reason for the obesity equals lower testosterone levels, or am I oversimplifying it?
No. That's definitely one of the biggest reasons for that. There are also other mechanisms, but that's one of the main mechanisms. The estradiol that's created in the fat cells by the aromatase is giving a negative feedback, as you said, to the hypothalamus and the pituitary. But you also have, for example, leptin that comes out of the fat cells. You know, leptin gives you a signal of energy storage, and leptin can do the same as estradiol, and it can suppress gonadotropin secretion. At the same time, it can also suppress Leydig cell function. The Leydig cells are in the testes; they're producing
right.
testosterone. And then you have cytokines like interleukin-6 and tumor necrosis factor, which are inflammatory substances. They also come from fat tissue, and they are able to suppress Leydig cell function. So fat tissue has several agents that decrease T levels. It's not the only mechanism we have the estradiol. There are several ones. And that goes also into insulin resistance, where you have, of course, the insulin doesn't come from the fat cells, but the inflammatory substances create insulin resistance, and that means insulin goes up, and insulin also can suppress testosterone production.
Well, my next group of questions, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the androgen receptor for a moment, but I also want to talk about insulin
yeah.
resistance, because there seems to be, especially in athletes that use high doses of androgens, there seems to be a point of diminishing returns when androgen levels become too high. It almost causes either insulin resistance or a dislocation of GLUT4 that causes a problem with visceral fat. I want to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and
click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Michael Zitzman. We're talking about the body composition and really the biological and physiological effects of testosterone hormone replacement therapy. And we're talking about in older men, you know, in their 50s and so on. So we want to make sure that we couch this discussion in that. So, Dr. Zitzman, in athletes that use what are considered really, really high doses of androgens, like bodybuilders, professional bodybuilders are known to use as much as 6,000 milligrams of testosterone a week, combined with other types of androgens. There seems to be a common belief that when you have these excessively, ridiculously high levels of testosterone, two things happen. Number one, there is an increase in androgen receptor biosynthesis in response to this high level of testosterone. And there is also an insulin resistance response that occurs that may be producing deep visceral fat because of some mechanism, either it's insulin or GLUT4. Any opinions on the androgen receptors and the excessively high doses and how they can actually cause almost insulin resistance?
Well, the idea is that if you have very low testosterone, so if you're hypogonadal, you are expressing a low amount of androgen receptors. And it has been shown that if you normalize testosterone, the androgen receptor production goes up. So that means if you have more testosterone, which is like a key, then you are producing more keyholes at the androgen receptor to facilitate the action of testosterone at the cell nucleus. So what has never been really shown is just the experience of people who use very high doses is that, of course, you see the effects that are seen in normal testosterone substitution to a much higher extent fat. These people are building up much more muscle, but they are also burning fat. Of course, this is also the effect of a very strict diet and a very good training program. So you cannot really take that really apart. So what I have never seen, very high T levels in bodybuilders and at the same time insulin resistance. So the only thing I really saw that in the studies that I know of is that insulin sensitivity goes up with a testosterone dose. That means you can even go and have very low glucose levels with very high testosterone levels. So actually, I have not seen that yet. I know that some bodybuilders also in the gaining phase would take insulin in addition to testosterone, but that would be to gain more mass.
Right.
But not to build up muscle directly and lose fat. So in the gaining phase, they would also gain some fat and then later lose it when they change. So I cannot really answer that question.
Okay.
The only thing is that we have seen for some testosterone effects, which are not related to muscle, but maybe to blood count or lipids, that there is a U-shaped curve or inverse U-shaped curve of action. That means if you have very low levels, you have an adverse effect, then you are in the normal range, in the high normal range, you have the effect that you want, and in the very high range of testosterone, but that, again, is not very, you have a negative effect.
Right. There is lots of emerging research that shows a relationship between gut microbes, the microbiome, and its friends, the hormones. So we've talked about this recently. We've done shows about some hormones and their relationship to both the presence of certain microbes and proliferations, and even the opposite effect, that the presence of these microbes seems to support the production of hormones, for instance, oxytocin and estrogen. So do we know anything about when we take a hypogonadal man and we put him on testosterone? We understand that there are lipolytic effects and muscle-building effects, but is the alteration in the microbiome diversity affected, and does that play into the beneficial effects of testosterone?
This weekend I'm just talking to a guy who is really into the microbiotics and into the research how bacteria in our gut can influence our behavior, also brain functioning and muscles. The research is not very advanced, but I think you have a good point there. So that, of course, we can explain a lot of the testosterone effects directly by changes in mitochondria, in the muscles, and also in the beta cells of the pancreas, and in changes in fat cells concerning glucose resistance. So that is well researched, and you can explain a lot of the effects that we have described in the study and in the meta-analysis for losing weight with what is known. But of course, there might be some changes in the gut system according to testosterone which are favorable. So, for example, you know that in Crohn's disease, you have strong affection of the microbiota, and you have inflammation. And that obviously can be treated quite well with testosterone doses, that you decrease the inflammatory status and also improve what is going on in the bowel system.
Wow, that's amazing. Since you invoked the word, I just had a thought and it jumped out of my head. Mitochondria. Thank you. So since you invoked the word mitochondria, does testosterone have a beneficial effect on mitochondria? And when testosterone is low, do we see negative effects on mitochondria and energy utilization?
Definitely, yes. Especially on muscle mitochondria. You have a lot of mitochondrial functions which are testosterone dependent, and if you replenish all the resources in muscle mitochondria with testosterone, there seems to be much more energy that they can produce for training. So that's probably one of the core mechanisms that we have in muscle function and testosterone.
Interesting. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk for a moment more about the standard 120 milligram dose of testosterone for just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, MaxHP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Michael Zitzman about the physiological and biological effects of testosterone replacement therapy on older men. It sounds very good. Obviously, there are some caveats. You have to be careful. The doctor needs to monitor you, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But I'm just curious, Dr. Zitzman, I did a lot of research about 10 years ago on the different esters of testosterone. So when you look at enanthate and cypionate seems to be popular in the United States, and enanthate seems to be popular in Europe and around the world. They're very, very similar esters in the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics of these two preparations. And in the case of enanthate, I believe milligram for milligram, there's only about 78% testosterone because the rest of the weight is in the ester. So if you take 120 milligrams and you break it down, say, let's say 80%, you know, you basically have about maybe 90 milligrams of active testosterone. We also know that the ester and the oil that's used, depending on if it's thin or thick, can cause a release, a cleaving of the ester and release into the bloodstream at different rates. But everybody seems to agree that 50% of the dose is hits the bloodstream within the first 3 days to 5 days, and then the balance trickles into the bloodstream over the course of the remaining days, and that is about an 18-day window that is accepted. At 120 milligrams, at 90 milligrams of actual testosterone, getting this huge 45 milligrams within 5 days, which actually is pretty good because that's around 10 milligrams, let's say, give or take, a day. But then the rest of the time of the week, you're just really not getting very much. Isn't that too low of a dose? Didn't I see a study some time ago that showed that? Oh, man. Hold on. I got to get an answer to this question. Hold on a second. I'm going to just play some music. Hold on. Okay, Dr. Zitzman, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear any of what I was saying before I repeat it all?
I didn't know, and actually, okay. The line was broken, I think.
Okay. So what I was saying was, if we look at this traditionally accepted dose of 120 milligrams, and we look at testosterone and enanthate, for instance, because cypionate and enanthate are very similar, if we look at the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics of this type of a preparation, we know that about 78% of that dose is actually testosterone. The balance is the ester. And we also know that about 50% of the dose is released in the first 3 days, and the balance trickles in over the course of 18 days, the balance of 18 days. So wouldn't I thought I remembered reading a study that showed that an HRT dose below 200 milligrams a week actually put men into near hypogonadism, because when the negative feedback kicked in and they stopped producing any testosterone of their own, this was not enough to truly raise them back into normal levels. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The problem with these short-acting esters is that they produce very high levels for the first days, and then you have this roller coaster effect, and then T levels go down. Gonadotropins are still suppressed, and you do not have your own testosterone production. That means half of the time, that means the rest of the time, basically before you give the next injection, you're actually hypogonadal.
Right.
This is, of course, something one wants to avoid using the gels, which are applied daily, or with the new injectables like the endocannabinoid, which is injected. But here in Europe, we have the 4 milliliter form. You have the 3 milliliter form every 8 weeks, for example.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And,
so 120 milligrams really is not a good dose for a doctor to prescribe for a patient, right?
No, what we do here in Germany is we give 250 every 14 days.
Right.
Which is still still gives you the roller coaster effect. But you can use the 125 every week, but I'm not really sure whether this gives you an advantage. So it's an old drug. It was developed in the 50s, and nothing else was available except for the implants, for example, which work fine, which give you. But now we have other things at hand which give you more sustained levels of testosterone.
Okay, last thing I want to cover with you is this. So a few years ago in the United States, there was a big upheaval against testosterone supplementation for men, and the two studies that caused all the problem, these were studies done in a sick population of men who had heart problems already. And when you really, when you really read the study, what you learn is that over the course of 2 years, these men only had their prescriptions filled maybe a handful of times. So they really weren't on testosterone. But the reality is that the ones that were using it, they seemed to have cardiac events. And of course, everybody jumped on the bandwagon and bashed testosterone. Yeah. My question to you is this. When a doctor prescribes testosterone for an older man, and look, I've been on testosterone therapy since 2007. I'm 58 years old, okay? One of the things I noticed when I got on testosterone therapy was my attitude about life changed, my energy changed, and I felt so good. Isn't that the real problem? Isn't it that they should counsel their patients? Look, you're going to feel really good. You're going to think you can start running and having a lot of sex again. You got to go slow because you're going to feel really good, but your body's not ready for this. Isn't it the responsibility of doctors to tell their patients, look, you're going to feel great, but don't do anything stupid?
Yeah, definitely it is. And you definitely have to look for the testosterone levels before. And I think the study you're alluding to that caused all the upheaval, that was done in older guys who, that was done by Sherry Bazin, and I think it was intended to give help to people who are really have fatigue and some kind of, well, they were not even to move properly, they were so old.
Right.
And like kind of wasting. And actually, the dose that they were given was over the normal prescription dose. It was well intended to get their muscle growth back, but definitely that was, like you said, too much at one time. So basically, some things will change first, and then the body comes. But we know from our studies that testosterone effects are different depending on the time that you give it. For example, the psychological effects will kick in much faster than the physical effects.
Right.
So you have a change of your mental setting within weeks, but your body will take at least half a year to change. So that's something that doctors should tell their patients.
Dr. Zitzman, I want to thank you very much. I know it's very late there in Germany. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. This has been enlightening. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care. So that's it. We got another show produced and a great discussion. So superphysiological levels of testosterone seem to produce better effects. Mildly superphysiological. You don't have to take 6 grams a week. Good stuff. All right, and thanks to Rob Regish. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. And don't forget, Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com. Use the coupon code SHR. Save 50% off your order of Thrive Protein. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy?